All right, so let's do, we're going to play Quiplash 2. So let me get my Xbox controller here.
So this is a game that we're playing on our phones.
Yes.
So let me see. Exit out of Grindr.
Oh, yeah. Uninstall.
I'm not on Grindr. Or as Big Fatty would say, the Grin Doctor.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Exit out of Grindr.
Oh, yeah. Uninstall.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2318. Hello, the devil for the right. The 16th of December, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I've got a couple of voice letters, and there was something in the Villa mailbox. Hello, Gucci Zubies. Penny, what the hell is that? Hey, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well, y'all. You are Gucci Big Fatty. You don't even remember how to say it. Don't. You're a Gucci Zoobies today because Big Fatty, is that even a word? No, it's not a word. You're Gucci Zoobies today because of this. Today, the 16th of December, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, very special celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, they are both unsubscribed. It's true. Y'all, the first, y'all, you've met him many, many times out there at the Pride 48 in Las Vegas. And yes, Big Fatty, smoking hot Joe. It's true, y'all. It is none other than that Joe Zubia. Big Fatty, I thought it was Zubia. No, that's what we called him the first 3 years. And then he decided to tell us it was Zubia. Oh! Okay, y'all, then the other one, y'all, it's someone that you have to, just absolutely lives a life of hell, an absolute, y'all, he lives out there in the Walnut Hills and is the other half of the old gal, y'all, it is Myron. It is Gooch, Big Fatty. We love Joe Zubia and Gooch and poor Gooch. It's always something. It's true. So y'all, I don't know. Myron is on the or Gooch is on the Big Fatty. Why do you call him Myron? I don't know why I call him Myron, but I do. And Big Fatty, that, yeah, okay, it makes perfect sense. There's no rhyme, no reason. That's it. Y'all, it's like I don't know why I call Miss Kitty Miss Kitty. Big Fatty. Y'all, if you see Gooch or Joe Zubia or Myron or Joe Zubia on the 20 or the Space, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, I hope they both get a great, you know, by the way, Big Fatty, did you know that they both prefer an older gentleman, you know, with 1 foot, the Big Fatty, well, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake.
I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's Dan calling from Albany, New York. Actually just calling because I've got a question for you. Cue the 27 seconds of musical content filler.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from my number one Northeast straight boyfriend, that is Dan, up there in the Albany, New York. Dan, what you got?
Well, my question for you today, I've been quoting you all the time around the house, and I'm pretty sure the episode is somewhere around when Hurricane Matthew strolled through your area, but I'm trying to find what episode is it, and you may have absolutely no idea, and I'm going in with about 98% certainty that you have no clue, but I figured I'd try. What episode is it that you say, snicka, snicka, snicka snack? I cannot find it. I go through all the episodes around that area, and I'm trying to go through more and more every day, just trying to find it just so I can play it for my wife, because I know she really wants to hear it. Thanks for your help.
Big Fatty, I don't think he's right. Well, first of all, Dan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from my number one Northeast straight boyfriend. And first of all, Dan, this is an excellent question. You want to know when I said snicker snack? You're right. I'm sure your wife is really looking forward to it. And you're also right that I have no fucking idea. Big Fatty, you don't remember what you did earlier in this show, much less before.
Hey there, Figs. It's Dan calling from Albany, New York. I call you Figs because for some reason every time I see your name, Figs Daddy just pops into my head. I don't know why. Not sure. But I'm calling with an urgent update. Stop the presses. I have found the episode. It is episode 2269 around the 7-minute mark. Took me all morning trying to find that. Well, not all morning, but finally found it. So I figured you already played the music. We can't let that go to waste. So I guess my follow-up question is...
Oh, no, no, you ask a new question. We have to play that 27-second of musical filler. Yes, Big Fatty?
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and you watch the best fiber.
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, we have a follow-up. We have a follow-up question from my Northeast number one straight boyfriend. Y'all, that's Dan up there in Albany. Dan, what's your follow-up for Big Fatty?
If quizzes can be quizzical, then what are tests? Talk to you soon.
Big Fatty, he's giving you a brain teaser. Well, that's a mistake. first of all, Dan, thank you so much for the follow-up question. Perhaps Digger might want to use this one in one of his comedy routines. Now, if quizzes are quizzical, yes, Big Fatty, what are tests? Well, let's see. Quiz is to quizzical as test is to Big Fatty, you know what the answer is, and it's vulgar, vulgar, vulgar. It's a testicle. And speaking of testicles, y'all, Baron Frosty posted a picture of a testicle door knocker. I said, that's got to go on Big Fatty's wish list. Big Fatty, I wish he hadn't posted it. That's the only thing wishful about it. So quizzes are quizzical and tests are testicle. Big Fatty, your straight boyfriend loves those testicle questions to ask you. Yes, Big Fatty? I guess tests could be hard. Man, it's still just as vulgar. Y'all, I got a package. Got a package, and y'all is from that Brian in Boston. Big Fatty, he unsubscribed years ago. It's true. Now, Brian, this package was delivered, and I went to pick it up, and it sounds like whatever's inside is broken. Unless you've sent me a box of something broken, I'm afraid this is not gonna go well. So y'all, I'm gonna open it up right now. And oh, Big Fatty, you're gonna need the scissors. I am. And we're gonna see what we got here. Big Fatty. Let's see what we got here. Big Fatty. By the way, Brian, is Jaime coming to see you for Grandma? If so, y'all need to give Big Fatty a call. Y'all, speaking of calls, don't have any more calls. Let's just see what we got in here. Big Fatty. Oh, there's a can. There's a can. Let's see what's in the can. It says, to the fat one from Brian in Boston. And let's just see. It's in a red envelope, and it's all taped up like the skull did it. Oh, Big Fatty, it's a foil envelope. It is. Inside, look, Big Fatty. Y'all, it says Noel, and it's a lovely card. It's got glitter on it, and on the inside it says El Gordo, wishing you all the joy of the season. Merry Crema, you needed a new one of these. Merry Crema, Brian and Jaime. And y'all, we're just gonna open it up and see what's in here. Y'all, it's wrapped in tissue paper and everything. Brian, I'm crushed because it is the Volcano mug, and it's broken.
Big Fatty, that makes me sad.
It makes me sad too. I bet it makes Brian sad too.
Big Fatty, it just got thrown. It's ruined. It's just, well, Brian and Jaime,
I feel so badly because, y'all, that is just the sweetest thing. But, y'all, I'll put a picture of the card and the broken Volcano mug. And, Brian, Big Fatty, it's the thought that counts. It would have been nice to have a new Volcano mug, Big Fatty. But, thank you so much, and Big Fatty, there's always something at Crema that gets broken. It's part of the season, I suppose. Yes, Big Fatty?
Born is the King of Israel.
I see, y'all, I am out of voice letters. I'd appreciate some, so I'll have some content for next week's, little shows, but y'all, I've got a couple of things here on my list I want to get to. My Northeast, straight boyfriend, Dan, who we heard the voice letters from, he has sent me an e-letter that I'm both honored and mortified by. he says, in the search for your Snickersnack quote, you bought Nestle cookeries from the Von Z's. I've decided to start from the top. That's right. I'm starting with episode number one and working my way up. Y'all, today is episode 2318. He says, I figure with the rate of how many I've listened to in the past few days, I should be caught up in about 115 days. Big Fatty, that's 6 months! I'm not sure how well I'm going to stick to it, to be honest, though. That number's a bit daunting, but wow! I can't believe how subdued the little shows used to be. I'm excited to get to the episodes on when they become like they are now and when poodles started. Big Fatty, they all get better once I got here. It's true. And figs. Asking people for pictures of their junk. I can only say one thing. Good gosh. I'm still lost with some of the lingo. Like, why is everything ruined? Well, you know, that everything Big Fatty touches is ruined. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Everything Big Fatty touches is ruined. But I'm guessing it all stems from the little shows with V-E-D-E-R. And you were sued? I don't remember being sued, and I don't remember talking about this. But it must have been a joke or something. I don't remember getting sued. Is that why there's something about being blatantly ripped off in your Axe Big Fatty bumper? No, that refers to the old gal. Cunty's lawyer called and called you Figs Batty. I'm so mad. I am real late to the punch on that one. No, you don't need to read this on the little show, but if you're looking for content, I'm sure it'll take up some time. This just seems like some rapid-fire interview, but I'm just trying to get everything in while it's still on my mind. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, he concludes with, this is kind of like my own episode of the gays. All right, well, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for calling. Love. Dan, P.S., I was wondering if all your music is from something, like your theme song and the birthday song and all the random little bumpers. Like, can I find the originals online or something? I've got a little idea to do something in my spare time. Well, Dan, let me know what you want, and I'll send it to you. Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar when you say it. It's, well, anyway. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the game night, gals. And, Brian, what are you doing?
Exit out of Grindr.
Oh, yeah. Uninstall.
Oh, Big Fatty, and go ahead and unsubscribe from the BFO, too. Yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.